Welcome everyone to the Ovei Torah, Magen Avraham, Daf Yomi Shur. Today's Shur is the second page of Hamafkid, Daf Lamed Dalet. We will begin on Lamed Gimel, Amud Bet. We're going to start from the three lines, from the four lines on the bottom. Mat Kifla Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked a question. In our Mishnah, we said that the if the item gets stolen, if I give Mr. Sabag something to watch, and it gets stolen, and then Mr. Sabag says, you know what, it's $100, I'd rather pay for it, I don't want to swear. Halacha is, and I have in mind, I want to give you the kefil. So if we catch the thief, and he pays double, that extra money, instead of me taking it, I want to give it to you. Because you're the one who paid for it, I want to give it to you. Okay. That's what the Mishnah says. That's why you get the kefil. So Rami Bar Chama asked the question, how is it possible that I'm able to give you the double? Double doesn't exist yet. It only happens once you catch the ganav, right? Yeah. And there's a rule that a person can't give someone else something that doesn't exist in the world yet. Okay. I can't give you something that doesn't exist, right? If I tell you, let's say I tell you, you know something? If my son has a baby, I'm selling it to you. As a slave. If there's no baby, I can't give it to you yet. If there's a baby, I can. I can't do it now. Similar, so therefore here also, how can I give you this double? The double doesn't exist yet. Okay. Oh, let's read inside. A person can't sell something that's not in the world. There's a machloket about whether a person can tell a girl, after you convert, I want to marry you and give you the money from now.
She doesn't exist.
She doesn't exist, right? Now, Remeir actually says that you can do it, but he's only talking about perot dekel. Perot dekel means that you're talking about fruit of a tree. Meaning it has to be something that's easy to come. But here, it's not easy to come. Remeir lets it, like let's say a fruit of a tree. The tree didn't get fruit, but every year has fruit, that they're okay with. So it's something easy. But when you have a case like this, aval hacha, but here, number one, top over here, miyema de migneva. Who said it's going to get stolen? When I give it to you, watch, I have to give it to you at the time I gave it to you. Right? Because you have to acquire it. When you pick up my item, you have to get the kefil. Right? At the time I gave you the item to watch, number one, we didn't know it was going to get stolen. Number two, even if it does get stolen, who says we're going to find the ganav? Number two, it's double doubt. It might not get stolen. And if it gets stolen, we might not find the ganav. He might just never come back. Right? Mm-hmm. We find the ganav, who says he's going to pay? Okay. Maybe he'll be modeh in the knas, and he'll be batur. The rule is someone who admits to his knas is batur. Amar Rava says, "Nase ke'omal k'shenav t'yosef t'shamini." Hari aparti kinuya me'achshav. It's like I tell the guy. Rava says, "It's like I tell the guy when it gets stolen, and when you want to pay me, and we find the ganav. At that point, hari aparti kinuya me'achshav." I'm giving you my cow from now. So I'm not giving you the double. I'm giving you the cow. But I'm conditionally giving you the cow. So basically what I'm telling you is, it's not that I'm giving you the double. I can't give you the double. Okay? But I want to give you the double. So how do I do it? I give you the cow and I say, listen, if the cow doesn't get stolen, it's my cow. And if the cow gets stolen and we don't find the ganav, it was my cow. But if the gal gets stolen, and we finally got off, and he pays kefil, then I want retroactively that when I give you this gal, I'm not giving it to you to watch, I'm giving it to you to keep. This way, I'm not giving you something in the future. I'm making a conditional handoff of a cow to you. What is conditional? If things go normal, it's my cow. If things get out of whack and they get stolen, you pay, blah, 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 then it's your cow. I'm giving you the cow. Okay. From now. And this way, I'm not doing anything on the future. I'm dealing with now only. And that's fine. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's Rava's way out. Now, Rav Zera doesn't like that. Mati Rav Zera, I hachi, I feel like Rav Zera, nami. Alam atanya, chutz mi gizdei vodadea. If it's true that at the time of the handing to you, I gave you a conditional gift. So if it gets stolen, it turns out that it was yours the whole time. Right? So now let me ask you a question. What happens if the cow had a baby before it got stolen? The Gemara says that it should go to me. I get the babies. But really, it should go, according to what you're saying, if I tell you that when it gets stolen, if I tell you I want to give you the double, so I understand why it works. But he said that doesn't work. He said it only works when I'm giving you the cow from the beginning.
Yeah.
So then you should have the babies. But the halakha is that I get the babies.
Really,
if what I'm saying is true, when the cow gets stolen, it was yours from the time I gave it to you, right? And if it was yours, then I gave it to you. Now, during the time you were watching it, if it has a baby, the baby should be yours.
Yeah.
If it gets stolen. Mine if it doesn't get stolen. Yours if it gets stolen, right?
Yeah.
But the halakha is that it's not yours when it gets stolen. I still get it back, the babies. You only get the double, but I get the babies. Mm-hmm. And I get the shearings. So that's a proof that what you're saying is not true. It's not that I told you you could have it from the beginning, because if I told you you could have it from the beginning, then you should keep the babies and I get the babies.
Yeah.
It's a very strong question of Zera and Rava. Did you get it or no?
Yes.
He was saying, oh, probably it's like I told you that you could have it from now. Oh, says Rav Zera. If you could have it from now, then why are the babies going to Rabbi Haber? The baby should be Sabags.
Yeah.
You following or no? Okay. So he says back. So Rav Zera tweaks his answer. He says, it's not that I give it to you from now. He says, I told you, it's like I tell you, I'm giving it to you from now besides the babies. Mm-hmm. And besides the shearings. Okay? So Rav says, Umay Psaka. Rav says, what made you think, who told Rav Zera that if I'm so proud of Viko that he wants to swear? Now, he wants to pay and not swear. So I'm so happy that you want to pay that I want to give you the kefil. What makes you think that I want to give you the double and I don't want to give you the babies? Why would I want to give you one and not the other?
It doesn't exist yet.
Well, the double also doesn't exist yet. When I'm giving it to you from the beginning. I'm giving you the cow. And it's like I gave you the cow. And you're watching for me if it doesn't get stolen. And if it gets stolen and you pay, not swear, I mean to give you the cow from now with the double, but not the babies. Why? Maybe the baby's not double. Well, if I want to just help you, why do I want to give you double, not babies? Maybe I should give you babies, not double. Oh, I'll tell you why. Stama de Milta, in the normal case, Bahadi itema alma avinish de machni. Shavu de migufo lo avinish machni. I don't mind giving you some extra money that comes from the outside. Right? When I get the thief's double, that's extra money that comes from the outside. I don't mind giving that to you. But the babies, which comes from the animal itself, that I expect to keep. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, technically it's a new thing, but I feel like that's the animal. But this other guy giving you money, okay, you paid, you can have that. You understand? Good. Good. There's a second answer. So according to the first answer, I told you, I'm giving it to you from the beginning, but I excluding babies and shearings.
Okay.
According to the second Lashon, I tell you, If everything goes well, I'm giving it to watch. And if it gets stolen, I'm giving you this cow a second before it gets stolen. This way I get out of the problem of the babies and the shearings. You understand? Okay. Because the babies and the shearings were born more than a second before the stealings. And therefore, that's why they belong to me. The reason why I get the babies, according to the second way of learning, is because it wasn't from the time of giving. It's from a second before the stealing. Right? So let's say, for example, I give you the cow on Tuesday. Okay? On Wednesday, it has a baby.
Okay.
On Thursday, it gets stolen.
Okay.
So according to the way, first way we learned, I'm giving it to you from Tuesday. It's yours from Tuesday. But I said, not the babies. According to the second way of learning, no. When I decided to give you the gift from the beginning, I said that if it gets stolen, it's yours from the second before it gets stolen, which now is Thursday. And therefore, the Wednesday baby belongs to me because I didn't give it to you till Thursday. Yeah, that's the second way of learning. Morris is my brain now. What's the difference between the first way and the second way of learning? If you went out of Kushit of Zera, one difference is Zera's question, which is, there's no question why I get the babies. That's obvious. Inami. Another answer, the kaima ba'agam. If the baby, if the animal got stolen from my property, then it could be mine. But if the animal gets stolen while it's on Ocean Parkway, I can't give it to you while it's in the swamp because you don't have a way to make a kinyan on it. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
The way, how am I giving you this cow? So there's two ways to learn. Either I'm giving it to you on Tuesday, the day I handed you the watch. That's what I'm giving to you. Uh-huh. Or I'm giving it to you a second before the stealing, uh-huh, which was Thursday. Right? There's two. If I'm giving it to you in the beginning, I'm it's like I'm saying, besides the babies. If I'm giving it to you on Thursday, I don't have to see besides the babies. I'm giving it to you fully, but there's no babies because it's a second before it's stolen. What's the difference? Question number one is, what about the babies? Right? According to answer number one, I have to say besides the babies. According to the second one, I don't have to say that. The second difference is, what happens if it gets stolen from the swamp? Which means, if it gets stolen from my house, so a second before it gets stolen, I could say, I'm giving it to Victor, and your land will get with you because it's on your land. But if it got stolen from the swamp, no one owns the swamp. How do I give it to you a second before the swamp if you can't make a kinyan, you're not there to pick it up? And therefore, I can't give it to you. And it'll still, and then, and if so, then the kefir will still be mine. You understand? Because I'll get the double. You can't get, I can't give you the double then. Why? Because if the way it works is that I'm giving it to you a second before, when it's in a place where I can't give it to you, then I'm going to have to keep double. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. We said that if you paid and you didn't want to swear, then you pay the double. If you paid Vico and you didn't want to swear, then you get the double. And if you still want to sold, then you get to four or five times. Okay. Rabbi Chiya says a new rule the Mishnah didn't say. He says, Rabbi Stevie is so happy to give Vico the double, that the fact that you were paid, right? That's what the Mishnah says. Mm-hmm. According to Rechia, Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, not only if Victor paid, does he get the double, and he handed me a $1,000 check, he gets a double. Even if Vico just said, you know what, I will pay. Even before he actually gave the money, if we then find the Ganav, even before you actually paid, I still give you the kefir. Just the promise to pay is enough for me to be so happy to tell you, Vico said he's paying? Okay, take the kefil. Even though we find the ganav before you actually made good on the debt.
Okay.
Still, Ruchi Rabba says that the owner will be so happy that you're paying and not swearing that I'm willing to give you the kefil.
Okay.
Okay, that's Ruchi's rule. Yeah, the Gemara, that's Rabbi Yochanan's rule. Tanan, we have a question for the Mishnah. Shalem Rotarim, Shalem Im, Shalem Amash. In our Mishnah, it doesn't sound like that, like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? The Mishnah says, if you paid and didn't want to swear, sounds like only when you paid, not when you said you're going to pay. Zach and the rabbi said, oh, as soon as he says he's going to pay, he gets the kevel. It says paid in the Mishnah. Okay. Yochanan can't argue in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, am I safer? What about the safer? The safer says, Nishbaru lo toshanim. If the guy swore and didn't want to pay, then I get the kefil, right? If you swore and you don't want to pay, it says I get the kefil. Why did it say the case when you swore? It could have said the case when you said you're going to pay but didn't pay yet.
Okay.
Obviously, saying you're going to pay means you do get the kefil.
Okay.
So the ratio sounds like this. The sefer says, like that. Oh. Obviously, we can't learn, we can't make a diuk like that from the Mishnah. We can't figure out from the Mishnah whether you get the kefil or not when you when you say it, when you
don't swear.
Okay, yeah, I think I can be. Let me get you back. Okay, here, let's start the case again. Okay, I give you the cow to watch. Here, watch this cow. Okay, you take it. Now the cow gets stolen.
Okay.
I come to you and say, okay, Fico, what's your intention? Do you intend to swear that, nothing, that you didn't do anything wrong? Okay. And then you'll be patur. If so, if you catch the thief, I get the double. Okay? Or do you intend to pay, even though you don't have to? And by paying, if we catch the thief, you'll get the double.
Okay.
We ask you what you intend to do. And you say, I'm going to pay. So okay, so where's the money? Tomorrow. Next week. The question is, do you get the double if we find the thief before you end up paying? Do you get the double or do I get the double? On the one hand, you didn't pay yet. Why should you get the double? On the other hand, but the reason why I'm giving you double is because I'm so happy with you. Right? I'm happy. As soon as you say you're going to pay, I'm happy. You don't have to actually give me the money and I'm happy. Once I know I'm getting the money, I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should get the double now because I was so happy.
Okay.
No, so no. We said that you do get the double. That was Rabbi Yochanan's rule. We asked the question for the Mishnah because the Mishnah, in the beginning of the Mishnah, it sounds like when you paid, you get the double. Sounds like only when you paid. But if you just said you're going to pay, but you didn't do it yet, sounds like you don't get the double.
Oh, okay. So you actually
That's what it sounds like, because otherwise it could have said a bigger Kiddush. Mishnah could have said, when you say you're going to pay, you get double.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it say when you paid? Sounds like you have to actually floose the guy.
Mm-hmm.
But until you floose him, there's no money. There's no double. Well, I said, well, what about the end of the Mishnah? The end of the Mishnah says, when you swear, you don't get the double. Oh, sounds like only when you swore. But if you just, but if you said you're going to pay, you do get double.
Okay.
So you can't figure out for the Mishnah. So we have to look for someone else for a proof. Okay. Tanya Kavate Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright that goes like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Hasocher Parah Mechavro. If you rent a cow from your friend, now a renter is Chayav for Gineva Avedah. Okay. But you rent a cow from me, Vinig Nivan gets stolen. The guy says, the renter says, I'm going to pay, I'm not going to swear. Now he only said he's going to pay. Doesn't say, this was right there. It says, the guy said, I'm going to pay and not swear.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found the ganav, he paid double to the renter. So you see that just saying is enough to get you double. It's a proof from a brighter. Now, you know, before we get to the next part of the Gemara, you know that there's four different watchers. I told you yesterday. There's a free watcher, there's a paid watcher, and a slash renter, and then there's a borrower. Okay? Now,
there's three, no?
There's three. But the borrower, the renter and the paid watchman have the similar laws. Okay? The free watchman is patur in everything unless he's negligent. Okay, because he's moving for free. He's patur, unless he's negligent. The paid watcher, the renter, he's chayav for everything, unless it's total accident.
Okay.
And the borrower is chayav in everything, even total accident, unless it dies while it's working. Okay, three different levels. Okay. Now, our Mishnah was talking about a case of a free watchman. Now, a free watchman has many ways that he can go free and not pay. The only time he ever pays is if he's negligent. But if it's stolen, lost, accident, he doesn't pay. So in that case, I'm very, very happy with you when you decide to pay. Because you had many ways to get out of pain. Therefore, for sure, I want to give you the double. What, in the Shomer Chinam case, when you decide to pay, because how are you going to not pay? It was so easy for you not to pay and you're paying. I'm so happy. Good. Let's see that inside. Shomer Chinam, Kevan de Amabashati, Makhla Kvela, de Ibai Madam Shem. Meaning, in a case like this, Vico, once you say you were negligent, you want to pay, I'm so happy, I for sure want to give you the double. But, Shomer Secha, what if I was paying you? If I was paying you, then you can't get out by saying it was stolen. You have to say total accident. Do we say, even by that case, since you could have said that it was an accident, and you didn't say that, I'm still happy with you, and I want to give you the double. But the Gemara says, but if you were a borrower, borrowers almost always chayav, the only way you could get out of it is by saying it died while you're working with it. Over there, if you say you're going to pay, they don't want to give you the money yet till you actually pay. Why? How would you get out of paying if you want to get out of it? By saying it died while working? That's not common. And therefore, until you actually pay me, by a borrower, I'm not giving you the double. That's the statement of Rapapa. Number one. Ikadami, that in the second version of Papa, and my Papa Shu El Nami, according to the second version of the statement, Papa said, even by the borrower, as soon as you say you're going to pay, I want to give you the double. According to the second version. According to the second version, even by a borrower case, where the only way out is that it died by work.
Okay.
Still, when you say I'm gonna pay, even before you pay, I want to give you the double.
It's counseling.
According, right. And was so Zuri asked a question. Zuri disagrees, he says, no, a borrower, he gets the double once he pays. Okay. Before paying, no. Why? Since you enjoyed it the whole time, you're borrowing my stuff without paying for it. I'm not giving you nothing until you actually give me cash. Says we have a bright that follows those vid that says that you don't get the money until you actually pay by a borrower. Okay, it says hashuel parah mechaveru, if you borrow parah from your friend v'nignivah and it gets stolen v'kidem hashuel v'shilem and the borrower pays, then you find the then you pay the kefir to the shoel. So it sounds like when you pay, you do it. But it doesn't sound like all the time. Lishnikama dera papa, vadai lo habat yufta. According to the first lashon of Rapapa, it's for sure not a problem. That fits good. Let's go on the question on Rapapa, on the second version. On the second version of the question, because he says you get it no matter what. As soon as you say you're going to pay, you get it. And here it sounds like not like that. It sounds like as soon as you say you're going to pay. So we have a question on the second language of Rapapa. Okay? Gemara says, no. Amalach Rapapa. Rapapa will answer you, get out of the problem. He'll say, Umi alima matitin? Is it any stronger than the Mishnah? The Mishnah says that he paid. And we said, it means that he said he's going to pay. Also is right that when it says Shilem, Rapapa number two could say that it means that he said he's going to pay. Okay? Okay, that's it. Well, this is me, dummy. How could you compare? Hatam lo ktani kidem. Hacha ktani kidem. How could you compare? Over there, when it comes to the Mishnah, it doesn't say that he hurried up. When you say kidem vishilem, the brayta says, if he jumped up and paid, he gets the kefil. So it sounds like only when you jump up and pay, sounds like you actually gave cash. Doesn't sound like you said you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So don't compare that to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shilem. It says he paid. So I could say, oh, Shilem means that he says he's going to pay. But if it says he jumped up and paid, it sounds like he actually gave cash. Not he said he's going to pay, right? Right? By Socher, it says Omer. So by Shoel, it says Kidem. The Gemara is comparing the two brightot. Brighter number one, by the renter, who gets the thing right away, it says, if he says he's going to pay, he gets the kefal. In the other one, it says he jumped and paid. One says, the other one says jumped. The fact that you switched languages, from this one you said, he said he's going to pay. And in the bar one, you said he jumped and paid. It sounds clearly like one, this you have to jump and pay. And this one, even just saying gets it to you. That's what it sounds like, right?
Okay.
Because the fact that you changed languages. If you said by both, I could say, oh, you know, it doesn't mean it. Or it says jump by both. But the fact that it says this one said and this one jumped, it's clearly that this one's got to be actual payment. And this one means a promise to pay. Not necessarily. Mar says, how could you learn that? Mar says, that's only true if the same person wrote both Braitot. Meaning, Braitot could be written by different people. Okay? If the same person uses this language in this Braita, then switches language in the other Braita, borrowing, and use jumped, so then it has to be that you have to. Yeah, the reason why you switch languages is because you have to actually pay. But if two different people wrote the writer, so it's not a proof of the fact that this one says he said he's going to pay and this one says he jumped, because they talk differently. Okay, so therefore it's not going to be a proof against her papa. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says no. We checked them and they were said together. Since they were said together, therefore it is a proof against her papa. Number two. Okay, now the Gemara is going to ask 11 questions about variations of cases that these cases, we're not sure if they meet the criteria that we said that you get the double or not. Okay? And on all the questions, we're not going to know the answer. The Gemara is going to answer with teiku. Leave it fairly out of me. You ready for 11?
Sure.
So the first one is not 111. Okay, first question. Let's say Vico says, I'm not paying, I'm swearing.
Okay.
So you're not getting double. And then you come back and say, you know what? I am going to pay.
I change his mind.
Change your mind.
But you sweared already. Okay.
But you didn't swear yet. You just said you're going to swear. And then you switch and say, I'm going to pay. Do I still want to give you the double? Yeah. Because in the end, you said you're going to pay. So I'm good. Okay. How come you said you're going to pay? Ella Amar, case number one, if you said you're going to pay, and then you come back and you say, I'm not paying, and then we find the ganav, so do we say, oh, you changed your mind, you shouldn't get it, because you said you're not going to pay, you're going to swear. Or Dilma, Mimiltakai, they have a machana. Or do we say, no, really, Vico was going to pay. So why do you say he's not paying? Because he doesn't have the money right now. So he said, oh, I'm going to swear, just so you get off his back. And then when it comes time to swear, you're going to actually pay. And therefore, I should give you the double. That's question number one. Okay? Question two. Amad Harini Mishlem. If you said you're going to pay, okay? Umet. Lo Aleinu, not you. Another guy. Whoever the guy is, not you. And the guy says he's going to pay, and then the guy dies. And the sons say they're not going to pay. And then you find they're going to have. Right?
Okay.
Do we say, oh, they backtracked. They said they're not going to pay. And therefore, they don't get the double. The sons.
Oh, yeah, they backtrack. Okay,
they
don't get the double.
Cool, because they said they're not paying. Or maybe the same thing. Maybe they agree with their father. But they're just trying to buy time till they can have to get the funds together.
Okay.
And then they do. Then if so, then I do want to give them the kefal. They get the kefal. That's case two. Case three. Shilmu bani mai. Let's say the son's actually paid already.
Okay.
Do we say? Do we say that I could tell them, oh, your dad was a good friend of mine. He watched my cow for me. That's why I wanted to give him the double. But you guys, even though you paid, who said I want to give it a double? Oh, Dimalosh, no, maybe it's no difference. Maybe you should give them anyway. Question three. Question four. Let's say the guy died and you said you're going to pay. Or you actually paid. Right? No, Shil Libanim. Let's say the guy who gave you the thing died.
Okay.
The owner died. And the watcher paid his kids.
Okay.
Could the kids say, our father wants to give you the double because you did him a favor. But us didn't do no favors. We're not giving you no double. We want the double. Or maybe there's no difference. That's case four. Case five. Shilu banim lebanim. Let's say both guys died. And the sons paid the sons.
Okay.
That's even more of a question. Maybe we don't know your dad and you know us. We don't want to give you a kibbutz, or maybe not.
Okay.
Next one. Shilim mechzamai. What happens if he only wanted to pay half? And he was going to swear on the rest. Or he borrowed two cows and he paid for one cow. Shal Shtepro, he borrowed two cows. You agreed to pay for one, you want to swear on the other one. Do we say you get the kefir of the one you paid? Or maybe, since you didn't want to pay the whole thing, I don't want to give you anything. Okay. Or what happens if you borrowed from partners and it gets stolen? And you paid one of the partners, and the other one said, I'm not paying your part. I'll swear to you. Do you get the double? Or do you say, no, you didn't have to take care of my friend, I'm not giving you double. Case nine. Two partners borrowed, right? And one of them paid. What's the law? Case 10. You borrowed from a woman, and you paid her husband. What's the halakha? Do we say, well, the woman doesn't own the whole thing. The husband doesn't own it. He only has the fruits. He doesn't get it. Or do we say, no, the woman, they're connected, and it works. Or a woman who borrowed and her husband paid. Do we want to give the kefir? Take the answer. We have to take it on all. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen v'amen.